this game, and coach, it wasn't easy, it wasn't pretty, but your team found a way to come out with a win.
Yeah, definitely a win's a win, and we'll just take what we can get and move on, I guess.
Your first half, it felt like you guys were gaining on the momentum. You get the three-point play from Megan right there at the end of the first half to go up 10, and for whatever reason, the second half, I don't know if it was just a combination of everything. Your shots weren't going. Turnovers started to pile up a little bit. What did you see maybe in that second half?
You know, we were just flat. We were not playing great defense. We were letting people go wherever they wanted to go. We were behind, following. You know, we just got to do a better job getting our defensive side going, and then that gets our confidence going. We can push the ball. We can do a lot of things out of our defense. And, you know, defensively, we just weren't quite there. Offensively, we're just not taking care of the ball. You know, we just need to make sure we attack with the types of refs that we had tonight. We have to go to the basket. They finally started doing that, and that helped us out a lot.
It did. And, you know, it felt like Cimarron maybe changed up their defense a little bit in that second half.
Yeah, they switched it up a little bit. They, you know, they went back from a man to a zone, and, you know, they really face guarded Erica a lot, and it was just hard to get some looks to the basket. We just have to do a better job of somebody stepping up and taking control and really wanting the ball late in the game. Megan did a good job of posting up and getting the ball to the inside.
Yeah, she stepped up with 11 points, and Avery was big for you guys at the line once again tonight with their 12 points. But it was really her and Avery and Kendall that really stepped up big for you, scoring when you guys ended, so when Erica was kind of having her off night.
You know, and she's going to have those nights now where we're in the league. These girls are going to really overplay her and force all the rest of the girls to do things. You know, Avery stepped up big and made some nice shots. Early in the game, in the first half, they really got us going. Kendall was attacking the basket, you know, and Megan was going strong to the inside. You know, we just got to have everybody get involved and help each other get open, and we just got to get better.
These are one of these games, though, I think you'll take early on and get a victory out of it as well, that are some learning lessons here early on. You come into an environment, just your second game of the year. Wisconsin City's lost 3 in a row, and this is their first home game of the year, and come to an environment where it was tough, and just to get a road victory is enormous in so many ways.
You know, it is. You know, we had three games, and we've moved the ball up and down for the last week, and, you know, a couple days off, and then you have to do it again. You know, our legs were still a little jello. We just weren't in the flow of things, and, you know, we're going to get some rest, and we're going to get going, and, you know, we're going to take it at them on Friday.
And, yeah, speaking of that big game on Friday night with Colby coming to town.
You know, we're gonna be ready.
You betcha. We'll enjoy this one tonight, Coach. A six-point win. Congratulations. We'll see you coming up here later on this week.
All right. Thanks, Adam.